What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're discussing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement with Steve from West Virginia, and has been the case with so many of these recent treaties. There is more in there than meets the eye. And the big part of the problem is that corporate media is only out there talking about, well, this is going to open up trade, and it's going to help get rid of some of the tariffs and barriers to trade. And they don't talk about the other aspects of it, like basically immunizing social media corporations from censoring your communications.
Okay, Mike, I got a different question, and I want you to kind of just briefly explain the psychology of what I'm going to ask you. You've been around for a very long time. You told us about the bankers, 9/11, multiple other things. Jeff Rintz has done the same thing. Various other people on the internet, alternative news, have done similar things. Yet this entity called QAnon comes along in the last 2 years, and you've got it's an anonymous person or anonymous entity, and people are willing to trust an anonymous thing more than they're willing to trust you and Jeff Rintz, who have a track record, verifiable identity. Can you explain that to me? How is that possible? How are so many people willing to trust this entity called QAnon?
You mean QAnon?
You know, don't trust QAnon.
I think QAnon is a propaganda operation, and if you want to lure people along to follow QAnon and stop paying attention to Jeff Rentz and John Stadmiller and Michael Rivero and Ryan Dawson, then you have to create the illusion that this guy is incredibly popular on the internet. So I question the reality of all these individuals that we are being told have just slavishly said, yes, QAnon is it. And one of the reasons I've been suspicious is because ever since QAnon first started showing up, I have been deluged with emails saying, you got to read this guy. You've got to follow what he says. You've got to repeat what he says. And it just reeks of being a psychological operation.
Absolutely. But how can an anonymous person that you can't even identify, you don't even know if it's real, how can it be so popular?
I'm saying I don't think it's really that popular. I think the popularity is a manufactured illusion, as much of an illusion as QAnon themselves.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, these people that the Annans or whatever they call themselves, you know, some of them have got $600,000 and $700,000 subscribers on their YouTube channels. Is that an illusion too, or I mean, do you think that's fake?
Look at what YouTube has been doing to people's channels over the last several years, where, you know, the number of subscribers and the number of upvotes you get are constantly being changed. The whole point of the USMCA treaty is that they can do whatever they want to the traffic going through their servers, and they can't be sued for it. So, yeah, if you're going to set up this supposedly anonymous individual to try and create a false trail for people to follow along, you have to create a false sense that people are listening to this individual. And I don't think they're really there. I think, you know, there's an operational group of propagandists who are out there trying to create the illusion that QAnon has this huge, huge following. But I don't think it's real. Because, first of all, this QAnon, a lot of what they're saying doesn't really make a lot of sense.
You know what? I actually think you're probably correct, because if you notice, a lot of these QAnon channels, they don't get any strikes against them, and they're not being taken down. It's all the other people,
yeah,
like yourself.
But
the QAnon channels are not being taken down. They don't get any strikes. There's like three real popular ones, and you don't hear anything about any strikes or being taken down. So I think you're 100% right. I think it's all a big scam, and the people that are watching this stuff are just zombies.
Well, I don't know that that many people are watching the stuff. Okay, well, thank you very much, Steve. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you pretty much spells it out. I mean, all these fools that think that Trump is the man, you know, that he's doing, you know, that he's really for the people, and it's all this other nonsense, anti-globalist. It's a lie to it. Now, you know, I know the fake news network, I'm talking to this time, Fox, is really pushing this agreement, and a lot of the corporate talk show hosts are trying to push this garbage, and it figures, because they're globalists, and they want it. They don't care about the working people in this country. And I just want to say, too, I know that you get a few callers that are really trumpets, you know, on your, you know, on your station. One guy in particular, yep. I won't mention his name, I think he's from Florida or something, and he keeps on peddling this garbage about Trump. But I'm telling you, this man is no good. He's no better than what he's made. If he's slightly better than some of the Democrats, fine, but it's not by much. He really doesn't care about the people. He cares about his corporate buddies. These big tech companies, the ones that are trying to stifle free speech, now they're going to be even more powerful. What else can I say? I mean, these people are brainwashed. They're fools. And like you said, this QAnon stuff, in the very beginning, I thought there was something to it. Then I started to realize this is some kind of a psychop, you know?
Yep.
And, pure garbage. And now we're finding out. I mean, you know, and yet people are still, Trump, this, right? Now, look, I'm not for impeachment on this case because this is garbage with what's happening there with Ukraine. If anything,
yes,
if he should be impeached, it's because he gave these neo-Nazi militias weapons at all, okay? Never should have given them the weapons. Not only dangerous to have neo-Nazis running around with these type of weapons, but on top of it, provoking Russia, which could provoke nuclear war. So, I mean, if he's going to be impeached, it should be on stuff like that, or what he's doing in Syria. Not for, looking at corruption that has to do with both the Democrats and the Republicans. Another reason I don't think he's even going to go to a full trial on this, because they know Lindsey Graham posed with these Nazis. Back in 2014, him and McCain both, just as they posed as Islamist terrorists back in the Middle East. Who are they kidding? So they don't want this stuff really investigated. They will probably just shove it aside, go through the motion, and acquit, acquit Trump of whatever they're charging him with on this. Because, like I said, they cannot afford to have a full-blown trial. It is going to take in, it is going to bring down this whole corrupt government. Both of these corrupt parties will fall if it really comes out. These are warmongers. The whole thing is about hating Russia. People got to stop being confused by these talk show hosts like Levin, Hannity, Limbaugh, Beck. These are nothing but corporate talk show hosts. They're from mouth. For the corporations, as is on the other side, Rachel Maddow, or Mad Cow, as I call her.
Yes.
All these people are, Mike. That's all they are. Real talk is people like you, Alex Jones, to a degree, though I wish he'd stop shilling for this clown, Trump. But he does say some good stuff at the same time that you won't hear on regular corporate talk. People like you said, Ryan Dawson, who they're trying to do everything they can to stifle. Adam Green, who I'm respecting, he's not always on a... He's sometimes hung up on silly things like these kabbats. I don't think these kabbats have all that much power. I think Zionists as a whole, but kabbats are basically a bunch of, cults running around there, with the beards and stuff like that. But he's right on a lot of other stuff. So, and the same thing with Ryan Christian, who's the... I don't know if you know who he is, the Last American Vagabond. Excellent.
Yes.
The guy is really on target. Okay? These are real people who stand up for this country. These are real patriots who stand up for the United States and its people. Okay? corporate talk does not stand up. They stand up for nobody but the corporations that fund them. Fake news network is really no better than the crap news network or the nothing but crap news network. They're all bad. Just different sides of the coin. All they are. And this
yes.
shows it. If this doesn't show it, what you just pointed out about this new disagreement, then I don't know what this. I mean, you know, this is as bad as it gets. I didn't realize it was that bad, Bob. Mike, I'm glad you pointed out one thing I hadn't been following that much. I thought, probably that kind of a, this may be an improvement for NAFTA. It sounds to me now like it's NAFTA and steroids.
Yes.
And that's all I got to say, Mike. I wish people would learn and stop, and you trumpet, if you really care about this country, stop shilling for this guy. He's no good. He's not doing this country any good. He's a fake. At the very least, he's too stupid to run the country. At the worst, he's part of the problem as it is. He's part of these people in the first place. And I'm beginning to believe more and more, especially with something like this, that he's part of it from the beginning. All right? So that's all I got to say, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Mark. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network and go right back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Aloha. And there you go again with this last caller, Mark. You know, the guy wants to single out Trump. You know, why doesn't he call James Kelso's show tonight? I want to listen in. I want him to put down Trump on Kelso's show. I would really, that would be really good entertainment. This guy, Mark, why doesn't he call Kelso and tell him how crazy Trump is and what Trump hasn't done? You know, this guy, there he goes again, spewing his nonsense. Trump is not no Teddy Roosevelt. Trump is maybe no George Washington for that matter or whatever. But you know what? He's done something a little bit better than most of the – who does this guy want? Who do you want? You want Bernie Sanders? You want – I think he really wants Bloomberg.
No, Tom,
I think that's what
Tom,
wants.
Tom,
Bloomberg.
Tom, what we all want, okay, was the Donald Trump that we voted for back in 2016, the one who was going to drain the swamp. He was going to clean up the election system. He was going to work for vaccine safety. He was going to put Hillary and the deep state in prison. And he hasn't delivered on any of that. We've got, what, maybe 60 miles of wall built so far, you know, a tax cut that benefited the already wealthy. And the other thing that he campaigned on, he wanted to end all of these military interventions. Well, we're still militarily engaged in all these countries, and Trump basically was lying about that to the same extent that Obama was back in 2008. He was out there campaigning and saying, when I'm elected president, the very first thing I'm going to do is end these wars and bring our boys home. You can take that to the bank.
Well, you know, Michael, I told you that Donald Trump is not perfect, and he's not going to ever be a perfect president. He's not even going to be half a perfect president, but he's better than the alternative that we have out there right now. I understand that Donald Trump hasn't done a lot of things that he's promised that he's going to do, but he has done some things that he has done that we would have never heard if Hillary had got in there, and that's why you are going against Hillary, Michael. So I understand that. I totally am in agreement with you, and I'm in agreement with the last caller. But I got to say this. And you're talking. Look, Comey was on yesterday's TV admitting that the FISA was abusive, and he was a liar. But what, you know, has he been arrested? No. So I mean, I don't know what Trump can do about Comey. I know he said the guy should be in jail for 10 years for what he's done with FISA. I know that. I want to ask you, this guy Robert Mendez, the guy in Jersey, the senator there, was he on the low latex with Epstein? Was that guy flying over to that island? I'd like to find out how many Democrats compared to Republicans were going to Jeffrey Epstein's island and what he has on all these between Democrats and Republicans. This guy Epstein, what does he have on the different parties?
I would love to know that information as well, but we do know that the island has been scrubbed. The computers were all taken away. The big question is, who got that treasure trove of blackmail information? Was it Mossad? Was it CIA? Was it the Democrats? We don't really know, and it would be good to know. I think all these people should be outed because once they've been outed, they can't be controlled anymore.
Well, Michael, there's a detective here in South Florida who's got the black book. There is a detective here in South Florida area who's got the book. Supposedly he was a detective for, I don't know if he worked for Broward County or Dade. I think it was one of the counties here. And he has the book, and the FBI supposedly got it. I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's scared, or I don't know what's going on with that situation. But I will say this. You know, I was watching the news today again, and before I go into immigration with you real quickly, I will say this, that Comey and somebody, when the Durham report comes out, somebody's got to get arrested because the public's going to be in an uproar. It's going to absolutely go insane if somebody doesn't get arrested for all this collusion and nonsense. Okay? They did, they were talking today on Breitbart, Michael, about all these Brazilians coming to the southern border. Have you heard about that? And none of them are actually being inoculated. That's another thing that we haven't been talking about. The inoculation of these people coming here, not with, you know, Michael, how they're going to take this country down is through diseases. That's what, well, like they say, the American Indian got wiped out.
Tom, you have to look at the reality that these vaccines may actually be causing more disease than they prevent. And I say that because, you know, we're opening up this huge debate about how there are all these measles outbreaks, but they all seem to be taking place inside populations that have already had the vaccination. And we know they had that same problem with the oral polio vaccine, where instead of preventing the polio, it was actually causing the illness. Because, you know, with the vaccine companies indemnified against all civil harm and the taxpayers picking up the damages through the vaccine courts, these pharmaceutical companies, they can just put whatever they want in those bottles and put it on out there. So this automatic saying, well, they're unvaccinated, therefore they're dangerous, maybe, maybe not. We know people who get that flu vaccine every year and they come down with the flu inevitably. Then you have all these other people who refuse to get the flu vaccine and they've never had the flu. Okay, there is something that is not working correctly with that whole product line. And I think we need to sort that out before we start arbitrarily using whether or not they've been vaccinated or not as some kind of a judge of character.
Well, that I agree with you, Michael. I mean, you know, you pointed that out to me. You probably are correct on that. I don't know. Maybe that's why there are all these flu season going to be a hard hit. This time of the year is going to be really, I mean, this year they're going to say a real big heavy season is going to hit the flu. I don't know. Going back to something I also want to bring up that's been on the news, there's been a few things on Breitbart that are 70,000 anchor babies, Michael, are being born every year in the country. That was on Breitbart Newsmax. 70,000
anchor babies. Yes, I saw that.
Okay, you saw that. Did you also see about the kid? Did you see about the kid who in Florida who had their Make America Great hat on? He got his butt beat on the school bus and he had the video of it?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you this. If that was a Jewish boy with a little yarmulke that said Make America Great like a little yarmulke, and he was Jewish, how many stations, alphabet stations, would be running that on the network right now?
They'd all be running it now to support this, you know, campaign against anti-Semitism.
That's right. They sure would. They'd be all over on every major network, ABC, NBC, CBS. They'd be running at 24/7 about this poor little Jewish kid with a yarmulke has to make America great, got his butt beat by all these punks on these buses. And also, you know, speaking of that, Michael, let me ask you this. As far as that goes, we know who controls the media basically in this country. Okay, the kid gets his butt beat. And you never hear any more thing of, and you don't hear too much more about Jesse Smollett case anymore. That's kind of been, you don't even hear about that anymore. I don't know what's going on with that. He sent a letter with supposedly the powder in it. Nothing's happening. You don't hear nothing in the media about that, about Smollett anymore, which is a joke in itself. If that would have been a reverse, that would have been nuts. But here's a real story I want to ask you, Michael. You know, we've been hearing these Democrats talking about Trump and impeachment, all this. Let's get to this real story here. Why hasn't one Republican, why hasn't anybody in the Republican Party, Senate or Congress and House, say, listen, I want to see the picture of Barry Sortero, Al Green, Mad Maxine Waters, the other guy, I can't remember the other guy that was in Minnesota. I can't think of his name right now. I'll figure it in a minute. And Jeremiah Wright, when he had the picture, they were all hugging each other with Louis Farrakhan. How come they don't bring that up on the
Okay, well, Tom, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And of course, we've got our holiday bump music in the rotation right now. And these are all clips from Claire's album, Christmas Without Borders, which is available on Amazon. Plug, 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 plug. So let's go back to the phones here to Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I saw you have on your website there, you have an article about TSA groping some old lady and feeling
yes.
her breast and so forth. You know, the thing about it is I had a personal experience. They're horrible. TSA is horrible. And, yeah, they're obnoxious. I mean, the whole thing is stupid. But also, they don't even do what they're supposed to. I'll give you an example. I got a little thing of pepper spray that it hooks onto your keychain, you know?
Yes.
And accidentally, I left it on my keychain. I forgot about it with that pepper spray. And I just said, well, you know, because there's so many damn things you have to remember. What can you take? I forgot about the pepper spray. But I had it in my carry-on bag. I flew all the way from Arizona to the Philippines and back to Arizona. And at one point, you know, so they're supposed to see that. It goes through an x-ray. They're supposed to see that and take it away from me or something. And one guy actually looked at it. One of the TSA guys actually opened my bag and looked at it, and he just didn't say anything. He just left it. You know, so they let me have my pepper spray. That's a weapon. somebody, if you had a whole bunch of guys, a few guys with pepper spray, that's, you can kill somebody with that, I guess, or you definitely could disable people.
Well, you can seriously incapacitate them.
Right.
And sometimes you have to wonder what these...
There's been several, I know there's been people that have, just for the hell of it, they've shown that the TSA is ineffective, and I think some people have gone on planes with guns or with something that looks like a gun and got away with it. So, and you know, talking about these different presidents, that was TSA was George W. Bush, and out of all the presidents, I gotta say he was by far the worst president. He invaded Iraq and lost the war. You know, it'd be different if he won. If he went in there and just totally humiliated America. Started the TSA, it's supposed to be Republican small government. No, he started a whole new agency, the TSA. Started this whole routine of treating everybody like a criminal just for trying to fly an airplane, you know, taking away your Fourth Amendment. I mean, yeah, they can do that because it's private. But
well, actually, to be perfectly accurate, no, most people don't understand. The TSA is not a chartered law enforcement organization. They don't actually have any authority to detain or arrest you. All they can do, if they think you're in violation of the law, they have to call the real police to come on over and investigate. And unfortunately, we've had way too many incidents of TSA greatly exceeding their allowed authority, and of course this constant groping of people is part of it. These are people who a week before couldn't get a job at a fast food burger joint, and then all of a sudden they get a badge and a uniform. Well, it's not even a badge, it's just an ID tag, you know, and they're walking around the airport just with the thrill of their imagined authority, and it really goes to their head very, very quickly. The Department of Homeland Security is constantly testing TSA, and TSA is constantly failing to come up.
Right. Well, that's another one that Bush started too, Homeland Security Department. That was not there before him. So, I mean, the whole thing with Bush, but now you're talking about all these people that say they don't like Trump. Okay, but who are you going to vote for? That's what I'd like to know. Not vote at all? You got a choice of Trump or I can't even imagine. None of the Democratic candidates, except for Tulsi. Tulsi has no chance at all. So none of them are even plausible. You know, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, they had the worst crop this time I've ever seen. So you can either vote for Trump or you can say, okay, hell with that, I will not vote. I got to go with the Trump was going to be better for the Second Amendment rights. And, okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's another area in which I'm disappointed in Donald Trump. He was supposed to be this champion of the right to keep and bear arms. And so far we're getting a big yawn over this whole raft of Democrat-passed anti-gun laws in Virginia. That could actually spark into a major problem down there where you have sheriffs who are simply saying, we're going to deputize the entire population of the state, which would make them exempt from all these new gun laws. And apparently there's something like 70 counties that have already declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Because if the liberals can do it with the illegal immigrants, the conservatives can do it for law-abiding firearms owners. And so if we're going to have a new civil war in this country, it looks like Virginia is the place where it may break out. All right, getting on. Oh, time for us to have another commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I got a couple questions for you. Actually, I got one story, a TSA story for you that, and I did not do this purposefully, but it made it through. It's made it through a couple times because I forgot about it. I've got a little key that has an actual knife inside of it, and you can get them at Harbor Freight Tools. And I've got one on my keychain because I'm open packages and letters, this and that. And I didn't think much about it, so you fold the knife back inside the key there, and it looks like a regular key. It goes through scanners. I've never had a problem. It's never been caught, but I did notice it myself, and I wasn't trying to fool anybody. But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if you look at a CIA manual, if you could ever get your hand on one, how to kill people, well, you can kill them with a knitting needle, you can kill them with a sharp pencil, a pen. I mean, we've seen enough James Bond movies that stuff is not just make-believe, it's real stuff. But, you know, It's just that they really don't catch much of anything. They haven't done anything. They haven't caught any terrorists. They haven't done anything. So it's just a huge drain and resource of our tax dollars for nothing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and they're kind of a laughing stock. I mean, the number of stories about TSA, you know, obviously focusing on the very attractive passengers and travelers to the exclusion of everybody else, and call declined here. Okay, so anyway,
got a couple other questions. Though. Yeah, I got an economics question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you mentioned $500 billion being infused into the economy, mainly to keep the markets afloat. Well, that's going to increase the money supply, which is going to increase inflation. I assume they're going to have to destroy a lot of money to offset the increase, the surplus of money in the economy. How else could they
they're
do it other than
cash
to destroy?
Sink.
Pardon?
They're going to need a cash sink.
Okay. And what would that be?
Well, more war.
Okay. Got it.
More money spent on illegal immigrants.
Okay. Got it. Last question I've got to you. This Democrat that wants to switch parties or says he's going to switch parties because he's not on board with the impeachment. If you're voted in, you're elected, and you're a Democrat, can you just, what's the legal aspect? How do you go about saying, I'm in, I've got two more years on my term, and I'm now, because if you switch parties in the middle, don't you disenfranchise the people who voted for you? How do you do this, the switch over?
Well, I don't know that there's a formal process, but this is not the first time that we've had elected representatives say, I'm really tired of the philosophy of the party I've been a part of, I really want to be part of the other party.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand it. I would just think maybe you'd have to fulfill your obligation in the party until you're up for re-election, then you change parties there. But I was just curious if you had any idea how you can possibly switch parties in the middle of your term when your voters voted for you, they'd be disenfranchised to say, well, now you turned on us. Now who's going to represent us? It's just an interesting possibility. How is this possible? How is it done? Just curious.
Yeah, well, I don't know the inner workings on that at all. So.
Okay. Well, I got something to research. I'll see if I can figure out and let you know then.
Okay.
Have a good show, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And sorry to be distracted, but, the pharmacy's calling me, and we've told them between 3 and 6 p.m. local time, cannot answer the phone. So I have a feeling because they didn't leave a message, it was probably an automated system that something needs to be picked up. All right, getting on back here to the economic news. And by the way, the phone lines are completely open here. 800-313-9443. The deficit has spiked 12% in the first 2 months of the current fiscal year. That's a lot. That is an awful lot. Now, 60% of big U.S. corporations say a headcount reduction is coming in 2020. It's kind of a polite way of saying they're going to have to lay people off. And we already know that as we get to January, February, there are going to be a lot of layoffs, especially from the retail sector, because they've hired up for the holiday shopping, not as much as we'd like. Those people are all going to get let go in January and February. Everybody sort of gets this economic fever during Christmas shopping season, but it always wears off. And, all the money that was poured in to the economy to inflate the economy and make things look good, that all has to come on back out at some point, Stephen was pointing out there. So this be of good cheer, it's really kind of an illusion. Think about it. It's feeling good now, and, let's have a big party on New Year's, which we're certainly going to do around here because we're allowed to have fireworks in Indiana. But then as we get into the beginning of next year, things are going to get really, really tight. I think next year is going to be the year when most Americans really feel how bad the economy has become. And, of course, the Democrats are going to love that, because they're going to blame the GOP and Trump and say, well, look, when Obama left office, the economy was in really good shape. And gosh darn that Trump and the GOP, they just ruined everything. Because that's how politicians operate. They'll take credit for anything good that happens, even if they had nothing to do with it. And anything bad that happens, it's always the fault of the opposition party. Anyway, a little bit of good news for students. The University of Phoenix is going to cancel $141 million in student debt. And apparently they're actually paying $50 million in cash. They're canceling $141 million student debt to settle allegations of deceptive advertising brought by the Federal Trade Commission. Well, I know where the FTC is coming on this one because we've all been through it, everybody who went to college. You get lured into college with this promise that a college degree, any college degree, art history major, Sanskrit, will result in a higher paying job that will allow you to pay back those student loans in a very short interval of time. And it just doesn't work that way. And that's why so many college graduates with completely useless degrees, like art history major, they're still living with their family because every penny that they make is going to make payments on that student debt. Now, I was very fortunate in that I was able to work my way through college. I didn't have to take out a student loan. My nephew was very fortunate in that my younger brother really went on a limb and worked very, very hard so that he didn't have to take out a student loan. But there's been a dearth of financial support for college education, unless you're an illegal immigrant. You know, then there's all kinds of, you know, stuff out there. But for normal legal American kids trying to go to college, scholarships are gone, the support is gone, and all that's left out there is just this mechanism for grabbing you and jamming you onto that debt hook with the big barb on the end, just get you on there as good and hard as they can. And you go through school and you spend the money and you graduate with a degree that probably is of no use whatsoever. Because even the high-tech jobs have mostly gone overseas. They're filled by the H-1B visa workers. And so these kids are stuck. And so, yeah, they have been made promises that the university and student loan system can't fulfill. All righty. We're hearing all kinds of talk about the new Chinese deal, trade deal. And it goes back and forth and back and forth. And last week, Trump was saying, well, there's going to be a new trade deal. China's going to guarantee to buy a whole bunch of our agricultural products. And, you know, that's the deal. And China came back and said, no, that's not what we agreed to. You agreed that you were going to cut the tariffs. Well, Trump is now saying, well, we'll cut the existing tariffs by 50% in exchange for the pledges. And the stock market was kind of bouncing around because apparently not everybody's really certain what is actually being said. So now China says that the U.S. and China won't impose newly planned tariffs. In fact, this was supposed to happen just yesterday. But the existing tariffs remain. And I think, again, it's a bad way to be doing business. It's a bad, bad way to be doing business. China has ordered all of its government offices and public institutions to remove American-made computers amid trade negotiations between the two countries failing to progress. And the aim of the move is reported to increase China's reliance on homemade technologies, but this is likely to hit U.S. companies such as Hewlett-Packard, Dell, and Microsoft hard. Talking about $150 billion a year in revenues from China. There's another aspect to it this article doesn't mention. China may realize that by using American-made computers, that they're basically wide open to corporate espionage. So all these machines are backdoored. And they're not just going to spy on the American people. They're going to spy on anybody they see an advantage to. Okay, over at the Vatican. Boy, the Vatican is in problems again. And apparently they've had a huge budget shortfall after paying over $3 billion in pedophile priest settlements around the world. So apparently there is this charity donation program called Peter's Pence, if you will. And apparently the Catholic Church has been dipping into that fund to the tune of over $50 million annually to plug holes in their out-of-control budget. In other words, a classic case of false advertising. The people going into these Catholic churches are being encouraged to throw money into this particular collection plate, saying that this is going to go help the poor. And according to the Wall Street Journal, only 10% of that money that's being donated to support the poor actually goes to support the poor. The rest of it is being used to catch these budget shortfalls because these priests cannot keep their little flies zipped here. Okay. Volkswagen is storing around 300,000 diesel vehicles at 37 facilities around the United States. And Volkswagen AG has paid more than $7.4 billion to buy back these 350,000 U.S. diesel vehicles through mid-February. And the German automaker has been storing hundreds of thousands of vehicles around the United States for months. Volkswagen has 37 secure storage facilities around the U.S. housing all these vehicles, and the lots include a shuttered suburban Detroit football stadium, a former Minnesota paper mill, and a sun-bleached desert graveyard near Victorville, California. So, now this all had to do with the fact that Volkswagen was caught fudging the software on their cars, so that when it was in the setup to measure mileage, the engine would perform a certain way. And when the computer determined that you were actually out there driving, the engine would be reconfigured to get more bang for your buck. It was kind of a cheat. On the other hand, you know, there's 300,000 cars out there that I'm sure could be put to some use, you know, even by people who are basically willing to say, okay, I'm going to wind up paying a little bit more for the diesel fuel. But, you know, still, it's a deal for the car. I mean, if you look at how much waste is involved out there, 300,000 cars just sitting out there. Of course, I understand one of the reasons they don't want to put those on the market. The market's already glutted. I mean, we're at the end of the current model year. They're already out there trying to sell the 2020 versions. And boy, if you actually have a steady income, boy, is it a great time to buy a car. Because the prices are just absolutely amazing. So let's see. All righty. HSBC's Swiss unit has agreed to pay $192 million in the latest U.S. tax evasion deal. So the Swiss private banking unit of HSBC Holdings will pay this $192.4 million to resolve a U.S. probe of its role in helping wealthy Americans evade taxes by using undeclared Swiss bank accounts. So the rich out there get richer by dumping the tax burden on ordinary Americans. Now, you probably heard last week about this very bizarre so-called piece of artwork, which was a banana duct taped to the wall. And it supposedly was appraised at and sold for some huge amount of money. It turns out that modern art is just another way to evade taxes. Because this ultra-rich person will hire an artist and say, just paint me something that looks bizarre, for which they'll get paid a few thousand dollars. Then the rich person takes this canvas, turns it around to a, shall we put this delicately, a friendly appraiser who says, oh, this thing is worth $20 million at least. So the rich person then turns around and donates this piece of modern art, which has been declared worth $20 million, to a local art gallery or museum and gets the $20 million write-off on their taxes. So if you ever wondered why so much modern art just seems like overpriced junk, that's why. It's just another scam. It's another way for the rich people to hang on to their money and stick you with the burden of paying for the wars and paying for Israel and so forth. All righty. Bill Holter is a financial writer, precious metals expert, is saying, in response to the question, is a default in the gold market coming soon? He's saying, it's already happened. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so we're talking about Bill Holter. He is a precious metals expert, and he's responding to the question, is a default in the gold market coming soon? And Bill Holter says, it's already happening. They can't deliver. Just in December alone, there are supposed to be 41 tons of gold to be delivered. COMEX only has 37 tons to deliver on. and the 37 tons will not be eaten into to deliver. And he's asking, are they paying a 25% premium to settle in cash? We know that's been going on. They've over-leveraged the paper gold in order to keep the price of physical gold down, and now it's catching up with them. And mines just can't keep up with it. Saying it's time to start suing the COMEX to get to the bottom of what's going on. Because when you sign a commodity contract, you are expecting to receive that commodity at this future point in time. That's the way it's supposed to work. And then you get down to that future point in time and they come out and they say, well, you know, we don't actually have the commodity in question. So we're going to give you its cash equivalent plus 25% additional for vigorish, if you will. At which point, I think a lot of people would sue. But if that cash bonus, that uplift, is generous enough, they're just going to say, well, okay, yeah, I'm still making money on the deal. Now, somebody's getting the short end of that stick to come up with all that extra cash. But this is a very, very reckless way to be dealing with the commodities market. And I'm not just talking about gold. This affects the platinum market, the copper market, the silver market. You can't play reckless games with the commodities market without ultimately destroying the public trust in the commodities market. Now, 17% of the U.S. gross domestic product, is running at 20.2% inflation. And yet, what do we hear from the corporate media? There is no inflation. Just trust us. There is no inflation. Mihi dictum est. Getting on to immigration and refugees here. Apparently, a Clinton-appointed judge in El Paso, Texas, has permanently blocked billions of dollars in military funding from being spent on building the southern border wall. Judge David Briones, a judge on the Western Texas Federal District Court, ruled in favor of El Paso County and Border Network for Human Rights. So they're still fighting tooth and nail. They want those borders open. They want the illegals flooding on in because the illegals will vote Democratic and shift next year's election. We got to take a break here for station identification. Got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.